The resilience of the taxi industry has helped Transaction Capital return to its track record of high earnings growth. The insurer and financier of minibus taxi operators has delivered core headline earnings growth of 56%, and the group is in talks to acquire a larger stake of WeBuyCars as well, which will give it dominance in the online car market scene. Company CEO David Hurwitz will be joining us now with his take on that performance and where things are at as far as growth potential is concerned. Thanks so much, David, for your time this evening. So a stellar set of numbers that's putting you back on track for growth for 2021. How much of the growth, though, that we have seen come through to this point organic? How much acquisitive as a result of the WeBuyCars investment?
Thanks for having us on the show. We're very pleased with the results. It's actually a very good combination of both organic and acquisitive growth. If you look at our existing divisions, both SA Taxi and TCRS have grown above 2019 levels. We're using 2019 as kind of the base, because obviously 2020 was an abnormal low base. So both of those businesses have been able to achieve both operating metrics in line with 2019 or just above 2019, and earnings have both grown in SA Taxi and TCRS kind of high single figure, low double figure percentage growth over 2019. And then of course, when you take the investment into WeBuyCars, that added another 113 million rands worth of earnings onto our income statement for the 6 months. So that together gave us growth over 2019 of 30%. And in headline earnings per share, because we did issue some shares to buy WeBuyCars last year, a growth of 18% over 2019. So a good combination and taking us back into a growth trajectory at rates similar to what we saw, you know, since listing.
David, let's home in on the latter. You currently have a 49.9% stake in WeBuyCars. You're negotiating to increase that now to 74.9%. What's been the most startling revelation as far as that stake that you've acquired is concerned?
You know, it's always great being able to increase an investment in a business that you already have, because you learn a lot about the business. So I think we've learned a few things. First of all, we've learned that this business is absolutely resilient. We like defensive and resilient businesses. And WeBuyCars is currently trading about 7,500 vehicles a month. Pre-COVID, that was at about 5,500. So right through COVID, you know, this business has been able to grow. We are very happy with the two founders of the business, Farn and Dirk van der Walt, who stay active in the business and heavily invested with us. They'll be our 25.1% shareholders. We're very happy with the management team. But I think the most important thing, or a very important thing, is that structurally this business is very well positioned. So used vehicle sales, I think, worldwide has really grown. It's been growing since before COVID, but this has been accelerated by COVID. New vehicle prices keep on going up, and secondhand cars become a better, a more affordable option for consumers, specifically when there's stress in the market. So that growth is pushing the business. But then what's really important is that, you know, vehicles is kind of the next and probably the last big asset to move into the e-commerce space. Mm-hmm. And this makes the e-commerce or online vehicle trade probably one of the hottest sectors internationally. And of course, WeBuyCars is right in that. So we're very excited about that.
Of course, for you to be able to afford the stake that you already have in WeBuyCars, you did an equity, or you raised 1.2 billion of new equity in the past 12 months, and you used part of that to buy, you know, the stake that you already hold, David. How do you afford the rest? I mean, would you have to come to market again, or do you have enough liquidity at this point?
At this point, you know, if we did this deal today, and of course it's also subject to ComCom, so if the deal was approved today, we could pay for our stake as it stands. So we won't need additional equity. We could fund it out of existing facilities and existing capabilities. But when the deal, we believe the deal will be concluded. And when it does, there are various options available for us. But right now, today, we could pay for it.
Okay, so we've got the second-hand vehicle market, a big one, one that we can hardly ignore right now, David. But we have the taxi route as well. So let's take a look at SA Taxi and what impact COVID has had overall on the public transport landscape and what that in turn has spelt for you.
So, at the latest land transport survey, which measured from 2013 to 2020, what we saw was that a minibus taxi was gaining ground. It grew by about 16%. Bus and rail both lost ground significantly. So, that trend was already in place. With COVID, it's actually heightened that. In South Africa, about three quarters of the population rely on public transport, and minibus is about 84 to 85% of public transport. So it's grown. We've seen minibus taxi being absolutely resilient. It's an essential service that operated during lockdown. And what we also saw is as the levels of lockdown were eased, we went from level 5 through to 4 and eventually through to 1 to December. We just saw activity increase in the minibus taxi industry. We've got tracking devices, so we saw that activity increase, and of course, payment activity increased. Got to about 95% of normal activity in terms of payment activity. As we went into level 1 in January this year, that dropped to about 87%. But then recovered. February was better than January, and March was better than Feb. So we're currently back into the mid to high 90s. So what we're seeing is as this country takes its third and maybe fourth wave, activity will kind of ripple between high 90s to kind of high 80s. And at those type of levels, we're well placed to continue to grow.
Okay, David, that way we're seeing some kind of consumer spend. Having said that, though, this period has put increased indebtedness and, that impairing consumers' ability to service debt starkly in the spotlight. So how's that translated to your TCRS business? So what kind of activity are you starting to see on that front? And to what extent have you, come across now opportunity in terms of being able to buy NPLs in order to add and further enhance your portfolio?
So that is the one area where surprisingly we are below our expectations, the buying element. We thought huge portfolios would come into the market and there'd be much more to buy. What we've seen is that the banks and the retailers and other credit providers have provided payment relief to their customers. And where they are right now is they're saying, well, we provided relief during COVID. Let's see how these customers perform. So we need a little bit of time to play out to see if those rescheduled books or payment relief books work out for the banks or not. If they don't, we predict we'll be seeing much larger volumes coming into our space. On a collection side, again, we're in the high 90s of pre-COVID levels, so not quite yet fully recovered. But doing, quite frankly, a lot better than I thought. I mean, with the unemployment and the stress on the consumer, we thought those levels would have been lower. And because
Absolutely.
of all of this, we shrunk our business in terms of cost and infrastructure, and that's allowed the business to grow really well.
Okay, David, well, that's a point we'll have to pick up on when we next chat. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Transaction Capital, David Hurwitz.